A group of Utah dancers was featured this week on the Fox show So You Think You Can Dance. National Dance Day is Saturday, and the group submitted a video of the routine that many are doing across the country in hopes of being featured on the program. But these Salt Lake City dancers have a special distinction. They're all stroke survivors. KUER's Andrea Smartin was there for the taping of the dance video and has this report.
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wax on, wax off. And use your bodies. Use your bodies when you get down there. Nice plie.
You might recognize the voice of So You Think You Can Dance judge and producer Nigel Lithgow in this instructional video. Now, program managers at the University of Utah Stroke Rehabilitation Center have adapted the dance routine for their patients.
Reach out and cross. Out. Don't hit your neighbor. Up. Cross.
Some are sitting, some standing, some can extend their arms, some can only hint at the movements. But the time for practice is over now, and they're ready to record the video.
Cue music.
Physical therapy teacher and researcher Heather Hayes says the dancing does a lot more for these patients than a typical exercise routine.
This is meant to engage them more, just physically allowing them to move, cognitively challenge them to remember the sequence. It's just more fun. I mean, giving a choice of dancing or doing some leg presses, you're probably going to want to dance. And so we've gotten more people engaged this year who are participating, and that's what we want. They're coming back because they enjoy the group and the fun things that we're offering.
It helps me get better.
That's Jason Mastronunzio, who suffered a stroke almost 4 years ago. He says dancing was hard to do at first.
Now it's easier for me because I can move a lot better now.
After months of rehabilitative work, Mastronunzio is now featured in the outtakes of the video, Dancing the Robot. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
You guys are going to be famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.